The Massachusetts Attorney General's office says the leaders of the shuttered North Adams Regional Hospital will not face penalties for failing to provide adequate public notice for their plan to close the facility in 2014. The call to reestablish a full-service hospital in North County have continued. The closure of North Adams Regional Hospital on March 28, 2014 is still being felt in northern Berkshire County. It put 530 people out of work at the facility that once served 37,000 residents. The hospital closed after 129 years with only a few days' notice amid financial struggles. Parent company Northern Berkshire Healthcare declared bankruptcy. The Massachusetts Attorney General's office said Wednesday because the former hospital's volunteer trustees, quote, acted in good faith through the institution's financial crisis, they deserve protection from legal consequences. Still, a spokesperson for the Attorney General says the office does not agree with the failure to provide the 90-day notice required by state law. Letters were sent to Berkshire Health Systems, which now operates the facility, and to a representative of the North County Cares Coalition, which continues to push for a full-service hospital in North Adams. Dick DeSanti is the co-chair of the citizen group.
The sudden illegal closure of North Adams Regional Hospital, followed by a lack of accountability, shows the public needs stronger protection to ensure that we do not lose access to essential health care services. Massachusetts needs a law that truly safeguards residents from the kind of mismanagement that caused the hospital to close.
Oh, I'm very disappointed, but I'm not entirely surprised.
The coalition's Rachel Branch, who is also running for mayor of North Adams, says the group is meeting next week to discuss what it will do next. Branch says the region is in dire need of a full-service hospital.
We're not done.
Berkshire Health System spokesperson Michael Leary says the hospital agrees with the AG's conclusion.
The former trustees of North Adams Regional Hospital were very dedicated community members, people who live in our communities and who volunteered their time and extensive experience in what is obviously a very challenging environment for healthcare. The Attorney General's conclusions, we feel, are very thoughtful and based on a lengthy and extensive review of the circumstances that surrounded the closing of the hospital, and we feel those conclusions are correct.
Leary says BHS's involvement in North County ramped up after the closure. In 2015, Berkshire Health Systems reopened the North Adams Emergency Room under a court order. Over the past 2 years, the hospital system has invested millions of dollars to add outpatient care in radiology, orthopedics, and obstetrics programs. It has also focused on special programs geared toward the region's battle against tobacco, diabetes, and cardiovascular problems. Outgoing North Adams Mayor Richard Alkenbright says the services offered at the current facility are an improvement. Alkenbright was pleased by the AG's decision, saying it would bring closure to the community.
I'm not surprised. I'm actually delighted by the vast majority of what I read in the letter. I think it brings, again, another level of closure to what happened in our community several years ago. The board and management at that time was doing everything that they possibly could to find another hospital, someone else to collaborate with and work this out through, and that they had for quite a while.
Alkenbright says the North Adams Regional Hospital was a, quote, train wreck just waiting to happen. In its last 15 years, the hospital reported an operating loss of more than $25 million. State Senator Adam Hines is a Pittsfield Democrat.
This is a reminder of how deeply disruptive the closure was, and particularly how sudden it was. And to this day, we're still working with the implications of all of that. And it's an absolutely unfortunate event. And so now this is another step towards closing that chapter and working towards the health needs of the community.
The AG's office also weighed in on a $1 million endowment from the former hospital to BHS. BHS spokesperson Leary said the longstanding patient and family advisory councils are in place throughout the county to help guide its services, aided by comments by community partners. The AG's office expected proceeds from the endowment to be used at $50,000 a year or less for programs specified by the endowment donors. North County Cares Coalition says Northern Berkshire County is the largest geographic region in Massachusetts without a full-service hospital. The two closest full-service hospitals are BMC in Pittsfield and Southwestern Vermont Medical Center in Bennington. Reporting from WAMC News' Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.